Self-Inquiry, Chapter 1. Who Am I? Is not the sense of I natural to all beings, expressed in all their feelings as I came, I went, I did, or I was? On questioning what this is, we find that the body is identified with I, because movements and similar functions pertain to the body. Can the body, then, be this I-consciousness? It was not there before birth. It is composed of the five elements, it is absent in sleep, and it eventually becomes a corpse. No, it cannot be. This sense of I, which arises in the body for the time being, is otherwise called the ego, ignorance, illusion, impurity, or individual self. The purpose of all the scriptures is this inquiry into the self. It is declared in them that the annihilation of the ego sense is liberation. How then can one remain indifferent to this teaching? Can the body which is insentient as a piece of wood shine and function as I? No. Lay aside this insentient body, as though it were truly a corpse. Do not even murmur I, but inquire keenly within, what it is that now shines within the heart as I. Underlying the unceasing flow of varied thoughts, there arises the continuous unbroken awareness, silent and spontaneous, as I in the heart. If one catches hold of it and remains still, it will completely annihilate the sense of I in the body, and will itself disappear as a fire of burning camphor. Sages and scriptures proclaim this to be liberation. The veil of ignorance can never completely hide the self. How can it? Even the ignorant do not fail to speak of the I. It only hides the reality. I am the self, or I am pure consciousness, and confounds the I with the body. The self is self-effulgent. One need give it no mental picture anyway. The thought that imagines it is itself bondage, because the self is the effulgence transcending darkness and light. One should not think of it with the mind. Such imagination will end in bondage, whereas the self spontaneously shines as the absolute. This inquiry into the self in devotional meditation evolves into the state of absorption of the mind into the self, and leads to liberation and unqualified bliss. The great sages have declared that only by the help of this devotional inquiry into the self can liberation be attained, because the ego in the form of the I-thought is the root of the tree of illusion. Its destruction fells illusion, even as a tree is felled by the cutting of its roots. This easy method of annihilating the ego is alone worthy to be called Bhakti Jnana Yoga or Jnana. In the I am the body consciousness, the three bodies composed of the five sheaths are contained. If that mode of consciousness is removed, all else drops off of its own accord. All other bodies depend on it. There is no need to eliminate them separately, because the scriptures declare that thought alone is bondage. It is their final injunction that the best method is to surrender the mind in the form of the I-thought to Him, and keeping quite still, not forget Him.